What's up, guys? It's Shator from the Iron Skillet Podcast, and this week we got Lost Boys in the building. Lost Boys is a skate team based heavily out of Texas in the West Virginia area, mostly like Shepherdstown, Martinsburg. We get to chop it up with the founder, Sonny, who does all their videography and runs most of their social media. Zane, who has a heavy hand behind their merchandise, all the way from design to production, and two members of the team, Dylan and Ryder. In this episode, we talk about a really difficult decision that Sonny had to make to take a step away from college soccer, soccer being something that he'd done most of his life in order to put all of his time and energy into building Lost Boys. They also tell us a little bit about what goes behind picking guys for the team and some of their dreams for Lost Boys in the future, which hopefully leads to them having a sick house somewhere where they can all live, create, skate, and build together. These guys have been heavy on their grind and they have so much up their sleeves. I cannot wait to share their story. Let's go check out this episode with Lost Boys. What's up, guys? It's Shator with the Iron Skillet Podcast. I'm sitting here with the Lost Boys. I first found out about this because I'm an athletic trainer at Shepherd, so a bunch of the athletes came in wearing your guys' stuff. And I was kind of like, what is this? I went on your IG, saw that you guys had a dope Instagram page. So they have a brand, and they have a skate team, I think. Yeah. I know I met Sunshine. That's how I literally know him. Like, I didn't even know your name. I had to look up on the soccer roster what your actual name was. But I met, I guess, Christian, your real name. Yeah. So I met Christian here because he played soccer at Shepherd. So that's how we kind of crossed paths. And then once I saw that your stuff was popping and you guys were really grinding, I hit him up. I was like, I got to get these guys on the podcast.
Grinding. Yeah.
So I don't know. I see what you did there. So Sunshine, why don't you tell me a little bit about like how you got into skating? Like, were you always skating your whole life? Like, what, how'd that start out?
Yeah, so basically for me, I started skating when I was about 11. And it was kind of on and off. I would say when I moved to Germany, that's when I really started to focus on soccer. And I kind of dropped skating.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I went back to school, all of a sudden just skating popped back up. And it's just, I grew to love it. And I met all these dudes. And from there, you know, the rest is history.
That's wild. So wait a minute. You lived in Germany?
Yeah, I did live in Germany.
Holy crap.
I was a military child growing up. So. Yeah. Yeah, my dad, he was in the army. Like, literally, we were all over the place, like New York, Virginia, D.C., Germany. Like,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You feel like moving around so much, it's like, does that make it easier to, like, meet people? Like, do you have to learn how to meet people, I imagine, if you're moving around so much and, like, kind of get tight with people quickly?
Yeah, I would definitely say that moving around, for me personally, like, it definitely opened my bubble, being able to go and talk to just random people, and I think that's helped me in the long run. I mean, straight up, like, the way I met these dudes was literally right off the street. I was skating, and then this dude was skating on the opposite side, and I'm just
It's wild. So why don't we do this, because I want to, like, make sure we bring this all together. So why don't you guys introduce yourselves, kind of tell a little bit of your story. We'll kind of go hop down here, and then we'll tell how you guys met each other. So,
all right, I'm Zane. I met Sunshine through skating, like we just said, and we've just been chopping it since. I mean, I live in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. My dad owns a coffee shop down there, and I help him run that too. So
that's dope. Are you from there? Are you born there?
Yeah, I'm born in Shepherdstown. I lived there all my life.
Oh wow, that's dope.
So, yeah, it's cool.
It's different.
It's cool. You ready to get the fuck out of there?
I gotta help the family.
Yeah, I want to move to LA.
Same. Yeah, I'm on the wave. Yeah. I just need to get my money up. So, all right, let's go down the line. What about you?
So, I'm Dylan. All right. I was actually born in Frederick, so, like, I'm not from around here. But I was always, like, around the skate scene and shit. Like, because Frederick's huge, because Frederick had, like, Pit Crew, and that was, like, where a lot of skaters, like, came from and shit. But I moved to Martinsburg I think when I was like 10 or something, and I was never into skating really, like, when I was younger I was, like, because my dad skated, but like, whoa, I was into snowboarding, like mountain biking and dirt bikes and all that. And then I didn't even start skating until I was like 17,
really,
and I'm 18 now, so It was weird.
Now you're addicted to it.
It was just like...
Fresh recruit.
Well, because one of my homies, Alex, shouts out him, but he, like, skated, and he skated, like, in his, like, house and shit. But I remember he told me, he was just like, there's this ghetto spot in our city, and I didn't even know about it. Like, this is when I moved to Martinsburg, and it was awesome. Like, I went there, I, like, saw everybody skating, and I was like, dude, this is sick.
I gotta get into this.
Yeah. So I started skating, and, like, I didn't really take it serious until I met Sonny.
I got you. Because,
like, I knew that he was doing all the Lost Boys and the filming, so once me and him started kicking it, that's when, like, we started getting serious with it.
That's lit.
So.
That's dope, man.
All right. Yeah, go ahead and pull that thing in there. You got it.
Yeah, I'm Ryder.
What's up?
I met Sunshine through Zane because I work for Zane at the coffee shop.
At the coffee shop.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm still in high school.
I feel it.
I'm a senior trying to get out.
I thought he was like 21.
Yeah.
So
give that beer back.
Yeah, right. Okay. That's crazy. So have you been skating for forever?
Yeah, I've been skating for like 6-7 years.
Okay, that's dope. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Story, I used to skate with his dad before I knew him.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's so wild.
He said the same thing. I don't remember that many dads skating when I was younger. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, cause, like, his dad
can trip. Sorry to take away from you just a little bit. My dad, like, he was always, like, tight with the Pit Crew guys. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if you guys know about
what's
Pit
that?
Crew.
I'm unfamiliar, yeah.
Pit
yeah.
Crew was, like, the OG skate shop in Frederick.
It
was, like, a really big scene. Like,
yeah,
everybody in D.C., everybody in, like, Baltimore, like,
they
all the way up to New York.
To Frederick.
Yeah, like,
wow.
Pit Crew was huge.
Wow.
So,
they had events and stuff.
Yeah.
I saw Baker and D.C. there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pit Crew, that was the spot. Like, this is a really old sweatshirt. This is from, like, probably, like, 10 years ago.
Oh, wow. Because
they moved shops. Like, their first shop was, like, it was, like, an apartment, almost. Mm-hmm. It was so tiny. Mm-hmm. And then they moved to a spot in Frederick, which was my favorite, the 207.
That's wild.
And then, yeah, they got flooded, so they moved to... Where did they move again? What was it?
It was some, I forget where it was, but it was just some random building, like, off the side of the road.
It was big, though.
It was just skate in there.
Yeah. Really? It was, like, the nicest shop they had. Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
Yeah, I just, like, saw my dad.
Like, I gotta try this.
Like, I remember my dad would get off work. Like, he used to work, like, 12-hour shifts. Uh-huh. And he'd come home and, like, do tray flips for the kids down the neighborhood. Like, in his work boots. Like, he was so nice with it.
That's awesome.
So.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty tight.
I know Trav here can relate to you guys. He's he probably knows the most about skating than any of us. He was pretty hardcore into that back in the day.
Mm.
Yeah.
Freaking, look, this is my, well, I have a bunch of memories of Trav, but I know freaking... What were you doing? You were like holding on to the back of your mom's Expedition, like hit a bunch of gravel and ate shit. His mom was like in tears, like, "What are you doing? What happened to you?"
It was on Mother's Day too.
Yes. She had to take him to the ER. It was such a mess. That's how we go back. We go way back.
You
so
take Trap to the ER.
Yes, he had a like road rash all up his back.
Yes.
Dude, similar thing happened when I was back in San Antonio. Shout out to my homie Jose, by the way. I love you, bro. Basically, he was doing the same exact thing. Yeah. He was skitching, and he ended up going, I would say, a solid 30 down the neighborhood, and he ended up falling, smacking, and he broke his collarbone, and that dude still has not fixed it.
Like, are you joking?
Yes.
Chilling,
it's just chilling. Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure he didn't fix it yet. I mean, he went to the ER.
That can't be good.
Yeah, dude, I don't know how it, like...
Damn. Hard to the core. That's wild. True. That's wild. So how'd you guys go from just skating, meeting each other, skating, to, like, creating the Lost Boys, and what exactly is the Lost Boys for people that have no idea who you guys are?
Well, I mean, to basically answer it simply, we're just a bunch of homies just trying to have fun.
Just, yeah. Like, that's people with the same mindset, like, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, for
like,
sure.
But
Lost Boys never grow up.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, we're over here just trying to support the youth and the next generation of skaters.
That's awesome.
I would, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool to see, like, kids, like, that follow us and, like, comment. They're like, dude, you guys are so sick. And it's like, y'all can do the same thing.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. For sure.
If you have a group of homies that you skate with and, like, love doing it, like, you can go so far with that.
Exactly.
100%. Like,
that's a good mindset to push to the younger generation.
Yeah, dude, it's awesome. Like, you know, it's not like we're out here, like, causing like havoc to the streets.
Yeah,
just out here having fun.
We got a
like, yeah,
tickets.
We don't.
We'll
keep on the down. Like, we don't like cops, but like that's
yeah,
just like the
that's
thing
just a
skaters.
Thing.
Yeah.
I feel like that's anytime you skate. You got it.
I was just watching the Grimy video, which was super hilarious. That dude in the what was it, Nissan, the truck, he, like just laid on the horn.
Yeah. Bro.
Like the audacity of that guy.
Dude, well, my homie Gabe, like I take Gabe with me. He's just like, he's so tall. Mm-hmm. He's like at least 6'4". Mm-hmm. But I take him with me like everywhere for my security. For, like, I don't know if y'all remember like Big Black and Rod.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's straight up like what we are.
That's awesome.
I take him with me to like protect me.
You need a homie like that, yeah, I feel like.
People hate skaters for like no reason. They don't even like, know why. Yeah. They're just like, nuisance.
Get out of here.
I've like, noticed, yeah, it's especially in like this area for some reason. Like I could be skating at Shepherdstown. I've been like harassed by so many cops just for no reason. Like
bro, just skating,
night. Yeah. Literally the overnight, yeah. Night, same thing happened.
Getting pressed for skating the benches.
Really? Yeah. And it's just like the smallest thing. You're like, yeah, all right.
I mean, we've been there a million times. It's like really.
They
like,
call like five squad
we're
cars.
Just come yeah, back yeah literally, hours. Just for like yeah. Four skaters. Like, we're not gonna like kill y'all or something.
They're trying
yeah.
to find like a roach. That's what they're trying to find.
They're trying exactly. to get you. Yeah.
Some beer cans.
They're trying to catch you.
Smoke it all.
Smart. There we go.
There you go.
We just make Logan swallow it.
Yeah. Make Logan swallow it.
No. We were shooting a music video. This is off sidebar, but his music video a few weeks back, and they were, it's called Debo Style, so they were reenacting, like, the scene from Friday where the dude gets beat up. Yeah. So it was, like, completely, exactly.
Yeah. Basically.
Well, pretty much people thought we were really, like, beating someone up, and, like, six, like, cop cars pulled up.
Damn.
And they're like, who's the director? And Travis has the camera in his hand, and he just points at Logan.
He's the director. Technically, I was the director.
But, I wasn't directing. I was holding the camera.
Yeah.
I understand.
Sidebar, but that
wait,
was really
I get
funny.
To throw you under the bus.
Yeah, it's coming.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you sort of build relationships with all the cops around town.
Yeah.
Well, that's like
they start to know you.
Opposite with us. Like, yeah. We can't build a relationship with any cops.
I mean, if it's a like bad you. Relationship, it's still like, you know.
Yeah.
You know them, yeah.
They know who you are. You know who they are.
Like, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are some bad cops out there, but there are some good cops. Like, I know. No, there's one story.
He said, All right, what's the story? Let's hear it.
So basically what happened was the last day I was in Texas, right? And I was just like, yo, let's get all the homies and just skate downtown and just have a good time, you know, because it's the last day.
Yeah.
And basically what happened was this cop pulls up at the sesh and he's just like, yo, you guys can't be skating here. He was cool about it. And then he's like, can I try out one of your guys' boards? And we're like, yeah, go for it. Why not? All of a sudden he tries popping an ollie. The board completely snaps.
Oh,
right?
God.
Whose board was it?
I don't know. It was some kid from Nanny, one of my local skate parks. But basically what happened from there was he felt so bad. He was just like, dude, I really snapped this guy. Yeah, I really snapped this dude's board. So he's like, all right, here's $50.
Go buy
him and go buy a new board.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I mean, that was that's one dope. Time.
I would have been like, you know, Dexter's 65.
Plus bearing.
Plus your Beretta, bro.
That's wild. That's so crazy.
You better give me a ride to the shop, too.
I know, right?
For real.
So,
well, the grip takes $8 now, right?
$10.
$10.
Yeah, my balls, my if I go to Zoomies,
oh, it's easy.
Oh, dude, like Zoomies, I hate to say it, but I've stolen so much.
He's like a stealing tutorial.
They deserve
it's not
it.
Hard.
Yeah, Zoomies. Like, dude, they
how
ran
to rob
out,
Zoomies?
Like, dude, they literally ran out like so many like yeah. just shops.
Yeah, local shops.
And it's not like they like sponsor people. Like,
yeah,
they have like contests and stuff.
But it's nothing crazy.
It's just so stupid.
It's not like really.
Now.
Like the only reason I go to Zoomies sometimes is because my homie works there and he'll just give me discounts.
There you go.
Because everything's overpriced too.
Yeah,
it's
dude,
ridiculous
like,
for no
I got,
reason.
I got three decks and it came out to like 170 and my homie was like, bro, I got you. Took it down to like 90.
There you go.
I was like,
that's a good reason 40%. To go there. For sure. Still.
But hell yeah, I've got a couple questions, guys, if you don't mind. I want to know how do you guys recruit team members?
Look for talent and look for people that are like with the same mindset.
Yeah,
like, you
basically,
can't be having
yeah.
people on the team that are like, this is his area, but like yeah. I know about it too. Like mm-hmm. you can't be having people on the team that like aren't about it and
take
don't
want to
put the work in. Cause like it looks like yeah we're having fun, but at the same time, like when it comes to filming, like you gotta get some tricks.
Yeah.
You gotta get some stuff.
I'm telling you, like filming, it's so underrated. Like how much time is put into it. Like
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I filmed for a straight 2 hours and they have not landed the trailer. Yeah. You know?
Me and him go to DC, like in the summer. Mm-hmm. What sucked about him in the summer is he had soccer practice.
Yeah.
So he would get off at soccer practice, like, what, 3? No, 6.
No, dude, six or something like that.
And, like, the days that he didn't have soccer practice, he still had class. Mm-hmm. So I'd have to go pick him up, and we'd, like, fly to D.C. Like, I'm talking, like, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'd be on our way to D.C.
Yeah.
Just to skate.
Yeah. Just to get, like,
get footage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a grind. Yeah, that's a grind.
I commend you guys.
Yeah, especially, filming like Pedro Boys too. Shout out Pedro Boys. Shout out Love Lane. Yeah, bro, for real. I love all the homies in San Antonio. Like, yeah. I love those dudes so much. Like, they're the ones that make Lost Boys happen. Like, it sucks that they're not here, but bro, I just want to shout them out. But
of course.
I haven't even met them.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Me and him are going out this summer.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully, like, we can all link up and make something. Yeah,
100%.
Make a trip.
100%.
Premeditate it. Get the cameras ready. Know what you're going to record. Rehearse a couple of tricks. Mm-hmm. Like, just have a script. Have a plan.
No, that would be dope. No,
who does all the filming?
I'm the one that does that work.
I mean, I filmed a couple times.
He filmed a few times.
I held the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Held the camera a few times. But
what are you filming with?
I filmed with a Panasonic HVX. Okay. So, yeah.
Big HD guy.
Yeah, big HD.
I'm a VX, bro. I'm pure VX, like fisheye, like grimy street.
Like old school.
And he is too, but like, I don't know. I feel like the HD, he's so good at it.
Yeah.
Like, he just makes it happen. Like, makes it look good.
Yeah.
They look dope. They're like, thank you. The cuts and everything, they're awesome, bro.
His editing just gets better, like, every time.
Oh, that's what it's all about.
Ridiculous. Yeah, just constantly trying to one-up every video. Because I don't know. Whenever I make the videos and, like, edit them, I just want to, like, make each video different.
Yeah.
And not make it, like, constantly producing the same exact content. Like, I want to make it different.
What's your – when you get a bunch of footage – what's, like, how do you figure out what you're going to put together? Like, are you looking for, like, storyline, like, a little bit of a storyline and just putting together, like, banger clips of skating? Like, how are you thinking about, like, piecing that together once you dump it all on the project?
Yeah, so it depends on the type of video we're filming. Usually for a skate movie or a skate film, what we do is everybody has individual parts, like, kind of like sports highlights, but showing their best tricks out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say definitely piecing that together, and then having a lot of B-roll. B-roll is basically just bogus clips of, like, you know, having the cops, having crazy old lady.
B-roll makes our videos.
Yeah, honestly, B-roll 100%. Does.
Like, if it wasn't for our B-roll, like,
it wouldn't be as fun to watch.
It just wouldn't be a Lost Boys video.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because every time we go somewhere, there's either, like, a crackhead, or somebody yelling at us.
And the dude's trying to swing boards, hit us.
This dude's trying to, like, recruit him in the Navy.
Yeah, dude.
He was like, bro,
and then he told me he ran for president in, like, 88. So I'm like, what? I didn't know what was going on.
Sounds like a bad intro to a rap.
All while trying to kick me out of the skate spot. I'm like, what?
That is so crazy. That's wild. So, are you guys just in San Antonio and here? Do you have people in other states or other places? Or is it just mainly there?
It's mainly, I would say, I'm definitely looking at one rider from Austin to go and put onto the team. But other than that, it really has just been San Antonio and people the from East Coast.
It's like Texas and East Coast.
Yeah.
Like.
But we're looking West to Virginia, expand. Yeah, really West Virginia. Like, yeah.
Martinsburg.
I feel like it. Shit. I feel it.
Is there a lot of skaters in Martinsburg?
No. Actually, not.
There's a lot.
There's like, I have, like, all the, like, when I was telling you about my friend Alex taking me out to the park, like, I remember, like, the OGs. It was, like, this dude Harlan, like, this dude Donnie. They're just the OGs, man. Right. Like, I learned so much off them. Like, they take me on skate trips and shit.
That's dope.
And it's so cool because, like, you're with the older guys. They've been there. They've done it. Mm-hmm. So it's always so cool to learn off them. And, like, when I'm with them, like, it's not that I want to impress them, but, like, if I do something, it's like, damn, I got, like, the older guys being like, you know, that was sick.
Like, so, bet.
Good sense of accomplishment.
Yeah.
When you say you're, like, scouting riders, what does that look like? Like, how do you find people? Is it social media? Like,
well, I would say when it comes to scouting riders, I don't, like, social media is a great platform, but usually it's more of just homies. Because I would say as a team, like, we all knew each other before Lost Boys, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Trying to eat as a family.
Yeah, trying to eat as a family, like, bring everybody up. I would say that's primarily the main way we've been recruiting people to be on our team.
That's dope. Yeah. That's super dope. I don't feel like I'm hogging the mic. Okay, because I just keep having ideas. I'm like, okay, I got I'm something else way. On.
So I know that Zane does the merchandise.
Yeah.
Who comes up with the designs? Is that you also?
Yeah.
You do everything involving basically, the merchandise.
Yeah. Sonny he's so busy with the filming.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So like, and he's already doing the website, and we do photo shoots. So he's, you know, so he's already kind of in it. But he couldn't, like, do all that by himself. So he just gave me all control with it and said, here you go. Because I already made clothing beforehand. Like,
okay.
I had my own little brand going on. But,
and that was, like, so helpful. Like,
yeah,
him already
was.
Knowing how to do
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had, like, I knew how to do everything embroidery. Like,
I do embroidery
I could do
too.
Full
cut
and sew pieces, all that. So.
Oh, wow. Cut and sew pieces.
Zane,
damn.
Like, Lost Boys.
Yeah, bro. We would not have
so
any
cool.
dope clothing
everybody
without
plays
this
a
dude.
Part.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Everybody plays a part
For
in
real.
Lost Boys. Like,
that's how it's got to be.
It's not just, like, a one-man thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody, like, we'll sit in his dorm sometimes and just like, watch videos and just be like, dude, it's, like, such inspiration.
Yeah. yeah
we'll
just
go out and skate.
Grab a notepad and
yeah.
just like, oh, you guys will go skate.
Yeah, we'll learn tricks and shit.
But
then it's like, damn, dude, like.
Yeah.
So we did, like, one summer, I swear to God, I woke up every morning, watched Baker 3, and then went and skated.
Baker 3.
Baker
3.
Hey, yo, I just want to say, fuck Baker 4. I'm sorry.
I had to get it off my chest.
Virgin as fuck.
Nah. I think it was just the HD.
You can't top Baker 3.
You can't top Baker 3, though.
Especially Antoine Dixon in Baker 3. Like, dude, for him to have a whole part. Have you ever heard, like, the story of how, like.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, like. It was like 6 months.
Yeah,
filming, and he got that many tricks.
He's dope.
He's
yeah. He really wanted
dude,
it.
Dude, yeah.
He is
he's
like
tatted up.
100% the most talented skater.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
so much steez. He's the one that invented
so
it, bro. Steez,
like the best.
He invented steez.
Dude, I swear
he did.
Like the steez, arms really? Down. Like everybody tries to mimic that.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah.
everybody
they won't
tries
go
to
over
mimic
his nipples at all.
Bro, he
keeps that shit
dude,
down.
He switch-heeled like a double set.
Like,
it was just
that,
like.
What was that first line he did? Only, like at the beginning of his part, the first line.
Front 180, and then like
the tray, and then so it was something down a set. But I can't remember what it was. It was just fucking it
not
was dope.
You.
Insane.
Yeah, yeah. You're
it's
right.
like just so effortless with everything.
He's a beast.
Dude, I was straight up like religiously watching Antoine Dixon.
Me too.
Studying it.
Just Baker, just any
well,
Baker.
Yeah. Also
yeah. back
then. Z-York mixtape.
Yeah.
Like that's
oh yeah, that's the
like,
OG. Yep.
Like Harold Hunter and that was just insane.
That's yeah. wild. That's crazy. That's really
so,
cool.
How old are you, Sonny?
I'm actually currently 20. People, they honestly think I'm
so
like
young.
18 or 17, like straight up. So I get that a lot. But
yeah,
you guys are so little. But I thought you were much older than him. Like him one, like an rider over here.
Like everybody thinks I'm like 15. I'm like, dude, I'm like 18.
Height on you, carry yourself yeah. articulately. I do want to ask, why is there three S's in Lost Boys?
The three
I've actually
S's.
Never asked.
That. Actually, I know. I don't.
He's like,
know?
I have a
I
reason.
Know, I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think
like,
it's like
look
that
at
thing
me.
Where you're like, boys.
Well,
no, not even that.
It's the 999.
And
right?
then, well, yeah,
yeah
999.
By
then.
Threes. Like,
yeah.
Everything goes by threes.
But then, I don't know if I've told you this, but I would say the other reason was because originally Lost Boys, I started making the videos in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went to West Virginia. And then the Texas, so I guess those the
yeah
you know,
three
the
spots,
three spots,
yeah,
the three main,
yeah,
and that's
right
kind of the
that.
Reasoning behind that.
When
that's
you're
crazy.
Like Sway in the Morning in a couple of years.
Yeah. yeah.
yeah. No, I want to be on Nine Club.
Nine Club.
Yeah. Dude, I was like watching Nine Club to see how like they like act for a podcast. I'm
yeah.
like, all right, I'm gonna act. Like
I could do that. I'm gonna do what they did.
I'm gonna just like sit back.
You're doing
chill.
Really good.
You're killing it. You're killing it.
Well, I love to talk, and especially about something I'm passionate about. Like
exactly,
dude. Like
it's
Lost
like
Boys is like on my mind all the time. It's like,
oh, bro, wait,
just want to film.
Wait
I just want to skate.
Girl.
Like,
so who runs the social media?
Yeah, I run the social media. For
how hype were you when Barracks liked that video?
They liked the video?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So what? Bro, what?
Wait, whoa. Wait, what?
What?
They don't know that?
Stop playing.
Nah, you're kidding.
I swear to God.
Wait, he's what? A, he was
the one
just...
where you're talking about the girls yelling at somebody for breaking the
oh,
pot.
That is crazy.
Nah, I know Adidas likes some of our stuff because of this one kid in San Antonio. His name's Alex.
Mm-hmm.
He's like so talented.
Dude, he's one of the best skaters I know personally.
Really?
Adidas needs
Adidas
to get him, bro.
Adidas needs to like, start sending him stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Because he's always repped Adidas. He's never like switched brands.
It's,
he's just so good.
Look, now they're this is real time.
You don't follow the Bears?
I don't follow the Bears.
That is so crazy.
I don't follow Thrasher.
Yeah.
I can't get to this shit.
I don't really I don't know. There's just something about Thrasher.
Yeah, I was just scrolling through y'all's Instagram. I saw, I was like, damn, Barracks like that shit. The next one, it was Active Ride Shop liked it. And I was like,
Dude, it is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of this definitely.
I was on YouTube one day and saw that video as like.
It was a cover.
For a video that had
like
1 million views.
Freaking out.
I was like, no way. That's us.
That's crazy.
It's weird, yeah. I know a few people have like seen me out of the blue and just be like, yo, you're that one dude. I'm like, this is crazy. But like,
it was like our breaking point, though. Yeah, like, really.
It really was. So thank you to that girl for freaking out and stepping on the board.
Yeah, we should. Yeah. Thank you to all the crackheads.
Thank you to all the crackheads. You made our content like A1.
Yeah.
Shout out. She was holding that piece. It's all weird.
Yeah, she was going
through. Bro, I couldn't tell if it was a pizza or what the fuck.
Nah, it was a pizza.
What the hell?
Yeah, it was a pizza.
Like that. I don't.
People it's hard to say.
The world will make never know.
Can I vape? Is that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but shit like that is cool. Like,
y'all are like, all addicts.
Seeing like dope people like your show on Instagram, like, you know, it's dope. I remember one time, well, the last time that Baker was at Pit Crew, we were there. And we got, like, in their little vlog, like, they're filming, like, Beagle was filming.
Yes.
And once they dropped the vlog, like, we were in it. I was like, damn, this shit's dope.
It was lit.
Like, screenshotted that shit, posted everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, hell yeah.
We literally bought Dustin a case of beer. We went and bought him a case of Stella.
No way. That is so sick.
Dude, I know
that
Dustin and his Stellas, man.
Yeah. That dude, we literally walked to the store and bought him Stella.
Sober,
he didn't skate at all. He was just drinking.
One of the craziest stories, like, from, like, a skate trip of ours is we were at a Freedom Plaza one day.
Oh, yeah.
And Mark Suchu, Tiago, and all of them were out there, like, filming for their new part. Well, Mark's part, I think.
Yeah.
And, I remember he was filming a line of me, and the filmer for that video was like, yo, what are you doing?
Yeah, gave me the dirty look.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, I'm just trying to do a pop show. I'm not out here doing, like, switch front show.
Yeah.
Gringo was going off that day, bro.
Yeah.
For real. It's insane how valuable those clips are, especially from, like, these big-name companies like DC, Nike. Because
that's, like, messing with
$200.
Oh, really?
Them filmers get paid big.
Really?
Like, especially for filming Mark Suchu. Like, whoever filmed that whole verso part.
Probably made some bank.
He made some money.
Dude, that's a 15-minute video. Like,
yeah. Oh, so now I can see how, like, if you have a camera, they're probably like, yo, don't get any of our shit because there's a lot of money.
Like, you could sell Tiago's clip to somebody
and
make money off of that skit.
Yeah.
And, like, dude, that's
and
like,
they don't want that shit to drop before that.
Yeah. Exactly, especially exposing the clips.
Dude, I've seen, like, people out there, like, recording, and they'll go up and be like, yo,
delete that off your phone.
Because, like, dude, especially if you're getting an ender or something.
Oh, yeah. You can't, like, leak that early. Yeah.
That's like skate code. Days on tricks, too. Like, they'll come back. Like, Dylan, even, bro.
The Frederick Steer set.
Oh, my God.
He's just, like, so.
Pain in my knees. I, like, think of some of this stuff that we've, like, filmed for. It's just crazy.
That's wild. That's crazy. I was trying to, I had something I wanted to say, and I just lost it.
I want to ask you guys, where you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, dude. If you look at it this way, 200 subscribers, like, not even this time last year, like, we were probably at 100, and now we're at 2K.
Congrats, guys.
And then the Instagram page had, like, what, 800 followers?
Now you got 500K.
All organic, too.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It for real, it, like, honestly brings me to tears sometimes. Like, seeing this really blow up. Like, yes,
dude. We'll have people, like, all over, like, Shepherd, just anywhere, just, like, shouting us out, putting shit on their story. Yeah. Just, like,
that's awesome.
And it's cool to see, like, the OGs, like, I was talking about, like, at my park, they're, like, so supportive of it.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. You know,
you're doing it, little man.
Yeah. Like, dude, like, they saw me grow up with them. Like, I remember my one friend, Mark, like, DM'd this one guy that I was with on that skate trip, and he's like, dude, he's all grown up now. He was like, they remember me, like, pushing Mongo at the park.
Yeah.
So
that's
so cool.
Awesome. It's funny because I make fun of Shatora when she pushes Mongo.
Yeah, he really does.
It's crazy.
Like, Shatora, you can't do that.
I'm like, well, it's the only way I know how. Let me live.
My friend Alex, my friend Josh, and my homie Gabe, like, they would all make fun of me because I couldn't stop pushing Mongo.
Yeah.
Like, I could do tricks. I just couldn't push regular. Right. But Switch, I could push regular.
Hey, shout out Alex. We got this one guy we skate with. He's fucking raw.
Oh, he is. But he pushes Mongo.
But he pushes Mongo.
He pushes Mongo.
Dude, it doesn't, like...
Nah, yeah, he's good, though. He's a good skater.
It's crazy.
That's awesome. It's so funny because I really I'm not that deep into skating. So at first I was like, what are you even talking about? And then I saw people like I posted something. I don't even skate. Like I have a freaking longboard and I posted a video and someone literally commented on it like pushing Mongo. I was like, damn, that's really a thing. Like, yeah. Shit.
That's like skating. Like, for real.
Yeah.
It's like really. A mall grab.
You don't want to go to like a big skate spot yeah. and push Mongo.
Yeah.
People are going to be like, look at this.
What the hell's wrong with you? Yeah.
What is wrong with you, dude?
No.
Yeah.
Damn it.
So ultimately, though, where do you guys see yourselves?
I know I've been talking about a lot with the team, and I would say once I graduate in 2 years, I really want to have the whole team at a house or an apartment, something like that. Just
straight, like just bro, don't even care. Yeah, dude, like bro, sleeping bro. On floors, as long as we can just like yeah, put some work right. in.
Put
and
me
just,
in the
like,
basement. I got my screens, bro.
Like, seriously, it's gonna be a trap house for skating.
Yeah,
put a tent in the backyard.
Yeah, we'll bring Ryan with us. We'll bring everybody.
You gotta graduate high school first.
He's like, damn, right?
Get that degree.
Don't talk, Travis.
Fuck school. I dropped out.
Travis dropped out.
Same.
Smartest kid I know. Got his GED. In like a month, he was like, "Yeah, I'm over this."
Dude, it's so cool because like you don't need college.
Well, yeah, no, like, not at all.
Like I'm doing like cybersecurity stuff right now because my uncle, like, he's hooking me up with software.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And in like 4 or 5 years, I could maybe get an internship for that.
Yeah,
and like be doing that and skating. Like,
yeah,
I don't ever really stress about the future.
That's awesome.
Like, I feel like if you stress about it, then it's just not gonna work out.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I know people like, that stress about. I know people that stress about their next day.
Yeah.
And then, like, that day comes and it's shit. No wonder, because you're stressing out the whole time.
Well, yeah, you planned it ahead.
Yeah.
You can't do
Lost,
shit.
Lost Boys philosophy, ladies and
exactly.
gentlemen.
Exactly. Just go with the waves. That's really the same exact thing. Yeah.
Get fucking lost.
Just get lost. Get lost in the moment, man.
Never
get
lost in the
lost in the sauce.
Dude, it's for real crazy. Like, I don't know what I'd be doing right now if it wasn't because of Lost Boys.
That's awesome.
Like, yeah. This, like, just having, like, a family of skaters and stuff, it's so tight.
It's a brotherhood.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
It seems
really
so tight.
And we don't
really
argue.
Like the unity.
Yeah.
Like, that's the cool thing. Like, we don't argue at all.
Yeah.
Like, we're all supportive.
I mean,
of, like,
we'll
all
base each other.
Oh, well,
yeah.
We'll base each other. I had to delete Snapchat because they would just fucking roast each other all day. I'm like, dude, shut up.
Let
I'm
me
trying
live.
To sleep at, like, 2 in the morning. They're calling each other.
That's them. Same. We have our group chat. It's going off all night long. It's so funny.
I think I woke up today with, like, 50 fucking notifications.
Yeah, we were blowing you up.
Frog clips and shit all just scattered.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
So how many hours a day do you guys give to Lost Boys individually?
Well, when it comes to a filming day, all day. But if it comes to, like, just, like, we're kicking it, mm-hmm. we'll be like, oh, let's film that.
Yeah.
Like,
I would say,
like,
yeah. You go ahead.
Yeah, me personally, I mean, with email, like, me and Sunny call each other, like, what, daily?
Yeah.
Swear, for, like, daily. 6 times a day.
Yeah.
Like,
that's awesome.
I mean, we just, like, touch base on what's going on with the website, clothing, shipping,
communication,
all that, yeah. And
we're just
going to
call,
like,
each other and just be like,
yeah,
fuck
or
you.
Just, like, trying to arrange a trip or
something.
So,
like
I guess, like, 2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah.
It's different
you
for me.
More.
No, it's,
yeah.
it's
and
well,
your social media. Which
well,
is, yeah.
not even that. During the summer, man, that's our prime to shine. Like, that's when we go at it 100%. And I'm telling you, like, all the dudes in San Antonio, all the homies, man, they put so much effort. We literally wake up, I'd like to say, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, link up, skate till, like, 12 that night, and
swear.
Just
repeat
it,
the
and
whole
repeat
thing.
The process. And
so
I mean,
jealous not being able to
yeah, that's the thing that sucks about, like, us being, like, me and Zane being located here. It's
hey,
because,
we
like,
fuck it up, though.
yeah, for real. Like, when the yeah. summertime and springtime comes, like, it's, like, go time. But
yeah.
in the summer, it sucks because, you know.
Sunny's gone, man.
Yeah, Sunny's gone, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But probably. That's the time where we, like, especially, like,
we'll
for
put
me.
Our work in,
yeah,
so,
I put my
yeah,
work in
me,
for all my
jazz,
tricks.
Yeah.
So what's the ultimate goal you guys think, like, going, like, full team or
oh,
just clothing? Or?
Yeah, we really want to make this, like, our lives. Like, that's literally everybody that has been on the team, they have told me that, and that's why I have them on the team is they really want to make this happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and giving it, like, 5 years, I could definitely see a future in that.
Right.
It's really awesome. Like, especially the fans. Like, I know if any fans are watching this podcast, like, we all for real love you guys. Like,
yeah.
it's so cool because there's one moment where I was filming with my homie Chris, mm-hmm. and we were getting this clip, right? And then all of a sudden, these two kids just came up to us, and they're just like, oh, my gosh, Lost Boys. And they just started to freak out, and it warmed our hearts, man, because yeah. it's so cool to just see that, you know?
Yeah, it's awesome.
That
it's
word, like the word, love,
that's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, it is tight.
Especially after you put all those hours in. Oh, I'm sure, like, sometimes, do you ever feel like you're stuck sometimes? Do you feel like you're putting in work? Yeah. And it's just, like...
It's, I mean, we're human, you know?
Yeah, like, for sure.
Like, even for the skaters, like, sometimes, like, dude, I'll be, like, filming something. I'm like, damn, dude, I suck. But then I'm like, damn, like, it's just a bad day.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a bad life. It's yeah. Like,
no, I feel it.
Snap a board and move on.
Oh, yeah.
I don't. This dude basically almost.
Oh, dude, I was today. Like, bro, it's weird. Shit, I've become like such. I'm not like a rager when it comes to skating, yeah. But dude, I'll get so pissed.
Bro,
like,
you was freaking.
I was freaking out today.
He was snapping that thing.
Bro. I tried so hard to snap it. Like my foot came down and slipped, and it just pissed me off so much more. Cause like the board's already destroyed. Right. Like I would never snap a new board, but.
I feel it.
Boys. You guys gonna start producing decks?
Hopefully.
Soon. We've been talking about it.
Get a deck press and everything? Or are you gonna just try to outsource it, you think?
I have no idea. We're gonna, when that bridge comes, it comes.
Yeah. We might just do simple, like, 1-2-color decks right now.
Right.
But we got something cooking up.
Yeah. We got something's going up.
We'll see you in 6 months. Millionaire.
I saw like a deck press on Craigslist like a few months ago, and I was like so like ready to just tempted. Buy it. You know, yeah. Say, fuck it. Just start making decks.
You get blanks for a good price, and it's like, it's just the printing and then getting the over, like getting it all looking professional is a hard step.
It's so cool because we don't have anybody telling us what to do. Oh, like, yeah. We don't have anybody like being
no
like.
No mentors type.
Yeah, thing. Like we straight up just do this
no
shit.
No suits.
Yeah.
No suits on that.
Like, so you're like, let's drop some fucking hoodies.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we just make it. We just make it and drop it and like.
You got the girls modeling this
shit.
Yeah,
yeah. Sure,
that always helps.
Yeah, we got for Scott.
That always helps. I feel like that had people talking too. Like people were coming to the training room, like, you see those dope hoodies that Sunshine put out? I was like, nope. Let me look. Let me find out. Let me look it up. So that's super lit. How do you feel like? So was it a hard decision? I know you recently just decided to go full time, so you're not playing soccer anymore.
Yeah.
Was that tough, or were you just like, it's time?
It was time, man. It was honestly time.
Bro, we were so pissed at him.
It was time.
Like,
it had
time
to happen.
Every time he said, oh, I got practice, we'd be like, dude, fuck off.
Well, I almost, like, pulled up on his coach, like, bro, come on, bro. Like
I was going to sabotage the team.
Oh, God.
I was going to straight up, like, just, like, sabotage the team every practice.
That's so funny.
He can fail a drug test, like, shit.
Like, get him, he would still have to go to practice, though. That would be the shitty part.
A bunch of Visine in the gear, shitting themselves.
Destroy the soccer program.
Yeah. No, but just be 100% honest. Yeah. I mean, I really lost a lot of passion, you know. I mean, playing college and my teammates, you know, I love all my teammates. But
yeah.
The fact that, you know, it was blocking Lost Boys, and I see a big career mm-hmm. path going that way, and then soccer's kind of like dwindling away. That's kind of when I made that decision.
I feel it.
Hold on to that feeling, man.
Yeah, I know. I was like the only skater in our crew that didn't play sports in high school. So like, I'm just like yelling at everybody, like, "Yo, quit fucking baseball!
Yeah.
Fuck this shit! Let's go skate! What are you doing,
dude? I would leave school early to go skate.
Oh, every day, bro.
I fucking hated school. Did it online, like,
yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, especially having a coach yell at you. That's the other thing too, man.
I can't
like,
take it.
Yeah,
bro,
like literally,
Sonny would tell me some stories.
Yeah, I don't want to go into detail about
it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Coach. It was just a lot of yelling, and I was just like, dude,
and
like
as we were saying earlier, the East Coast vibe is just not. They don't like skating.
Yeah, for sure. So literally, for
like,
sure.
They would tell me like, you can't skate.
Remember
like,
the ticket I got in Frederick?
Oh,
I got a ticket in Frederick for skating
bad.
On the sidewalk.
He didn't even skate on the sidewalk.
Like I sat my board on the sidewalk, and she pulled up and like pulled out the ticket book. I was like. You got
I'm not even
shit.
Doing anything.
Damn. What a dip.
That's
but
wild.
What's crazy is I never paid that ticket, and I don't think she actually, like, filed the ticket. I think she just gave it to
Boy, you got
it. I might have
a
warrant.
You
might
have
a warrant.
I was out of town, dude.
I got pulled over a couple nights ago, and he didn't
they didn't say nothing about it, so.
I was like, all right.
I'm in the clear.
You have, like, the worst look.
Honestly, Dylan
swear.
Does. No.
Swear.
Yeah,
that.
I had a motorcycle when I was like 16, and I would like speed every day. Every day. Like, no matter if it was a highway, back road, like even in school.
Shout out, no hezzy.
And never got a ticket. As soon as I turned 18, like 7 tickets and like.
Oh, God.
What? 7 of them?
Did you probably.
He said probably.
No, I don't know how many like, points you got.
Yeah. I don't have any points on my license, though. Like,
that is insane.
I get away with it.
See, I'm unlucky, man. I literally got my car taken away because I was driving. I think I drove like 15 to 15 or something like that.
That's not stupid, though. That's you stupid.
I did do some dumb stuff.
Every time we're like driving to D.C. or something, I drive with my knee. Or I drive with, like, one finger. Like, straight up, I'm such a good driver. Not gonna
I'm such a good driver.
But I'm, like, the best driver, I swear. No, that's the thing. Knock on wood, he was like, bro, I'm such a good driver.
Oh, my god.
Because I was, like, I wanted to smoke this one night or something. And he was like, dude, I'll drive. Like, dude, it's, like, cool. I was like, dude, no, my dad's going to be pissed. Like, nobody drives my car. He's like, dude, I'm so good at driving. 2 weeks later, goes to San Antonio. First day back, crashes the car.
That was crazy.
Oh my God.
That was, I got T-boned.
Yeah, but you was turning.
The group chat did kind of go in on you.
Yeah, bro.
They went on me. Okay.
There's a lot of him, like, smiling.
Yeah, it was bad, man. I know that was in our, like, video, Never a Dull Moment, because literally, first day back, I mean, that literally happened.
And then your battery broke or something.
And then the battery broke, and it's just like,
and he only had like 7 days.
Seven, 7 days.
For you, homie.
I know.
I'm going to just stay in the house when I go there.
It's like I'm not going nowhere.
Yeah.
So what is getting kind of close to wrapping things up? What is the next big thing you guys have like that you're putting your energy behind? Like if you had to say like our focus is this, like we're going really hard on this thing for the next 6 months. Like what is that? What comes to mind for you?
Well, we got, I don't want to go and say too much about it.
We got something
coming up. We got a little project.
Okay.
Little project. That's it.
That's all you can say.
That's all I can say. Damn. Just a little project.
For the future, though, like we said, a house with the skaters.
Yeah.
Like,
well, just like shit. Longevity.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want this shit to just be like, just some kids.
It's a hobby.
Like,
yeah.
We're doing this on the side. Like, we want to like make a future out of it. Like, everybody getting paid. Right. Like clothing, like
we want our
clothing.
Skaters to like be able to focus on their skating and like you know, have their kids, you know, grow up, skate, you know, just like be involved with the community as well.
Yeah,
set up quality too. Like,
we're trying to host events too, coming up. Can't say much, but springtime.
Springtime, yeah. Something's gonna happen during springtime.
Yeah, no, for sure, for
I'll
sure.
Be out there.
For sure.
Well, yeah, definitely. For sure, if you guys throw any events, like, let us know. Because if we can pop out there and, like, show love or anything like that,
there, like, in the middle of the bowl, man.
Yeah.
Something like that.
We would love to be a part of it.
People just ripping around the bowl.
100%. I'm trying to think. Anything else you guys got for them?
I want to put you guys in a music video really bad.
Music. Do you guys know Lil Skies?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was in a music video for his, like, 2 years ago, his Subway music video.
I believe it.
Yeah, he came out to Ghetto Spot.
Bro, I see that shit. I saw Ghetto Spot. I was like,
and dude,
really?
I know that place.
I was like doing I fell and like, it was so bad.
Hey, that was your first thing to
say. Yeah, but I was like, I had like bitches off that for like months.
It's like, I'll take
it. Fell
in the video? Like,
yeah. But I'm in the video, so.
The video, that's all that matters.
I wasn't in the video though, so.
That's hilarious. That's so funny.
So. You guys are so smooth, man. I really like the foundation, the glue, how everybody carries themselves. I think you guys are going to go far, man. This is really, we haven't seen something like this since, like, we were young.
100%.
Watching, what was it, CKY videos and shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, we made our own
so
shit.
Excited.
They made videos, skate videos. They had clips. They would do it, like, remastered. Remember the MTV, what was that?
Like Scarred.
Yeah, they would do like Scarred. They would just remake like MTV shows. It was so funny. Well, definitely tell them where they can find you guys. That'll be.
Yeah, you can find us on Instagram, YouTube, our website. It's Lost Boys with 3 S's. People get really confused with that. I'm it's just 3 S's.
They're like
3
after the S that's supposed to come out.
That's good. Yeah. Wait, you're talking about 4 or 5 S's? No, just 3
S's. Just 3.
Boys X3, bro. Like, for real.
That's so wild. That's crazy. Trav, you got anything else?
Nah, I think.
Nah.
You good?
This is the Iron Skillet Podcast, and we're with the Lost Boys. Thank you very much.
Peep them. See you later.